B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
I'm really excited to talk to our next guest, the quarterback whisperer, the quarterback analyst. A man came in yesterday, gave the Eagles energy. They win the game. What's it mean for Carson? So many questions here. Let's bring in Ron Jaworski, and he is brought to us, Tyrone, by
Barlow Chevrolet. Barlow Chevrolet is looking for your trade, and there might be more equity in your vehicle than you think. Trade up to a new 2021 Chevrolet today. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Delran or at barlowchevrolet.com.
Ron Jaworski, how are you today?
Michael, so many questions, so little time, but I am doing terrific. An Eagles win, some nice Christmas music. I'm in a good mood today.
All right, here's the question. What did you see with number two?
Yeah, he played a really good game, a really solid game. And when you consider it was his first start as a quarterback in the National Football League, that elevates that performance. I was very, very impressed. I couldn't wait to get up this morning like a kid at Christmas and plug that tape in and see how he played. Actually, to see how the entire Eagle team played, because they were backed into a corner, their backs were against the wall, and it was us against the world, and they responded in a very positive way. But I thought the quarterback was calm. He was collected. He ran, took advantage of opportunities. He protected himself by sliding. Just so many positive came out of that performance.
Did you see any difference in the way the head coach called this game with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback?
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. I thought there was counter moves to their zone read game. There were RPOs in the offense. There were those bootlegs to the away from the zone reads. There were sprint outs. There were flea flickers. I think clearly it was a different style of game plan for Jalen Hurts. I can tell you, Mike, the one thing that really jumped out at me, and here's kind of in this crazy year of the coronavirus, you know, we did not get to see preseason games. We didn't get to see Jalen Hurts in really any games for any extended period of time, you know, except those two or three plays per game where he was getting in the regular season. But what really jumped out at me was his speed. I'd studied him for the draft. I'd watched games at Alabama, Oklahoma. I knew he was a mobile guy. He could extend the play. But I when I'm watching the Saints players and they're fast players, they're fast linebackers, they're safeties who had responsibility for contain. He just got away from them. He just got outside of them. It changed the entire way they took angles by playing their linebackers and safety positions and their defensive end. So the speed of Jalen Hurts is what really jumped out at me in the game.
He ran 18 times, and a lot of them were scrambles. That's an awful lot of runs for a quarterback. And, you know, in this day and age, it's tough to sustain that. So, what do you see from this point on? Can he do that and be successful with this offense every game?
Well, he can be successful doing what he did yesterday, but not 18 times a game. You're going to get killed in this game. As a quarterback, the cumulative effect of hits will wear you down. It may be one of the reasons Carson Wentz is worn down, you know, from a concussion to a knee to a back, and all of a sudden you start losing some of that excellent athletic ability that you had when you were young and spry, and that cumulative effect will wear a quarterback down. You never want to see your quarterback getting hit that many times. Now, hey, everyone, once in a while, you call the quarterback draw. You call a quarterback power, which was an effective play yesterday as well. But you don't want to see your quarterback taking those hits, particularly on the perimeter where defensive backs, safeties, linebackers have a full head of steam to whack you.
Okay, so what do you think now defenses will prepare? They've got him on tape. They see what he does. They play Arizona next week. If you're a defensive coordinator, how do you game plan him?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you asked that question, Mike, because I thought yesterday the Saints at first, third and five, you know, when he ran for a first down, they spied him. They spied him. Here's why I say the spy didn't work. You know, it's kind of the natural thing to do. Green Bay did it last week. After he had a couple runs, they spied him. But, you know, his speed is, it reminded me a lot. I know he's not as dynamic, and I don't want to put him in the category of a Randall Cunningham, because, you know, Randall was my teammate for 2 years, and literally team spied Randall. I'd say, well, that's a waste of time, because you're going to put this linebacker trying to cover this guy that could out-athlete you, which is crazy. And that's what I saw in the game yesterday. They're spying him, and he was beating the spy because he was quicker and he was faster and more athletic. So, yeah, you could see Arizona going to the spy with him, but I don't think it'll work based on what I saw yesterday.
Interesting.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Okay, so, you know, did the thought cross your mind yesterday, because it crossed my mind, it crossed a lot of people's mind, that, you know, the head coach really forged a game plan that was really conducive to what this quarterback could do. And I'm wondering if you thought, well, why now? Like, why didn't he do that earlier with a struggling quarterback where he could have moved the pocket and helped him out?
Yeah, I think he realized what I just said, that this quarterback had more speed than the other quarterback. And not that Carson is not a good runner. He is mobile, but the speed is what really flashed me. And I think that's probably the reason he used Jalen Hurts more on the perimeter.
Jules, I had to carry this out because we do this because it's conversation. It's sports conversation, right? So there are a couple things that can happen here. But let's take one scenario where he plays really well for the rest of the year, and they actually win the division and get in the playoffs, and whether they win or not is immaterial. But I would think that next year, that means he will be, coming into the year, their starting quarterback. Do you see that?
Mike, you and I have this conversation at least two or three times a year where you really try to get me. And you,
yeah, well, you know, listen, it's only natural, you know, because that's what people...
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, you try to get me because you know my focus. It's the next game. as a player, that's all I...
Take the helmet off. Take it off right now and project with me into the future.
Hey, well, I can say this based on the way Jalen Hurts played yesterday, and if he continues to play that well next week and the two remaining weeks after that, and although the Eagles only have, I think, an 11% chance of getting to the playoffs, and they get to the playoffs and they win a playoff game, how can you not say this?
Okay,
guy's not your quarterback?
All right. So then here's the next question attached to that: how feasible is it then that you can have a $30 million backup?
It's impossible. you can't go that route. This is a quandary that Howie's going to have to work through, because it's a very, very difficult one. The business and the salary cap, the business of football, there'll be a smaller cap next year because the income's not there for these teams. It's going to be a very, very difficult situation to work through.
All right, so are you saying that if Hurts is the starter, they have to eat the dead cap money because he can't be back, Wentz?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. It's just going to be difficult to how they want to work it. Are they going to take a cap hit? How much dead money is they're going to be? I think a lot of this stuff is still to be determined.
Okay. But it's right in our face. it's not to be determined. $34.6 dead cap hit is reality.
It's not your money, Mike.
but you're already saying, like, the cap is already going to shrink. So that's like probably 25% of your cap that you have to get rid of. Like, I don't know if it's feasible that you know?
I don't either. In fact, you know, I mean, I've read so much and, you know, talked to so many people, and everyone's kind of like, it's a head scratcher because of that cap hit, you can't even pay the players that you have on the roster now, or you can't extend the contracts of the players that deserve new contracts or extensions. So it really is a quandary that the Eagles will find themselves in.
All right. Jaws, it's always a pleasure to speak with you after a football game.
Especially a win. It's been a rough month.
There you go. We'll see how it works out against Arizona.
The kid played well, man. I was happy for him. He played really well. He looked like he belonged. And you know what? It's always good to have a bunch of quarterbacks.
Is it?
I don't think so.
Not when you're committed to $128 million or not.
All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, Michael.
Ron Jaworski, who, of course, you can hear Wednesday after our show at 6 o'clock. Brought to us, Tyrone, by
Barlow Chevrolet. Barlow Chevrolet is looking for your trade, and there might be more equity in your vehicle than you think. Trade up to a new 2021 Chevrolet today. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Delran or at BarlowChevrolet.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.